This recording, England 51, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd name for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her side, right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Devizes in a place called Ivy House, which was a nursing home. I was born in 1943 on the 19th of April. And I was born on a day called Primrose Day. And someone suggested to my mother she called me Primrose, but I'm very glad she didn't. That's true. I had a sister called Avis who was 18 months younger than I. And my father at the time worked for the Water Board. And he later then worked for a brewery. My mother had been a nurse, and when we were older she did private nursing and also what was then called district nursing, but it's now called something else altogether, I can't think what. We went to the Catholic school until we were 11, and then we took what was then the 11 plus, but instead of going to the grammar school we went to the convent school, which was run by nuns, and we were taught by nuns who were very strict but very fair. I left school when I was about 17, and I worked in Lloyds Bank for about 5 years. By which time I got married, and I then had 3 children. I've now got 5 grandchildren, ranging from 11 to 2.5. I think that's probably all I shall have. I don't think I'll have any more. Wiltshire is... it's got its fair share of superstitions. My father's family was very superstitious. I don't know whether the sort of superstitions are just general for the whole country or whether they're just part of the Wiltshire things, but you didn't put shoes on the table, you didn't cross knives, you didn't break a mirror, you didn't bring lilac or mayflowers into the house, you didn't put an umbrella up indoors. If you heard an owl hoot, it meant there would be a death in the family. If you saw one magpie by itself, it was bad luck. It's one for sorrow, two for joy, and the rest of the verse. A Wiltshire expression, but not really an expression, but just part of the Wiltshire language. The castant see as well as the coast cast, which means you can't see as well as you could, can you? And there's lots of others, but I mean, I don't know a great deal of, because, well, we didn't use them. I mean, my parents didn't use them, but a lot of the farmers did and a lot of the country folk did.